During a recent election season, a mother named Yawande Daniel Ayoade wanted to teach her two young daughters about what it truly means to be a leader. But she realized there wasn't really a book that hit the mark that she wanted, so she decided to write it herself. The Little Regent follows the rise of an eight-year-old girl named Abioye. She's going to rule a tribe in Nigeria where Daniel Ayoade grew up. She also lived in the US before settling in Calgary in Canada, where she joins us from now. Yawande, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So the main theme in your book comes from this very important line: those who rule must first learn to serve. Tell me how your daughters influenced you to write this book.
So my children were going through a phase when they were watching all these princess shows on TV. And I realized that of all the shows they were watching, there wasn't a truly African one. And I wanted to write a book about an African princess. But it also happened to be election season. And it was heavy on my mind, the fact that we weren't seeing really good examples of leadership just on TV from everything we were watching. And I thought that would be a great theme for this book. And I'm a Christian, and there's a verse in the Bible that says, if you want to be great, you should first be a servant. And it resonated very strongly with me. And I decided this would be a great theme for my book to teach kids about servant leadership.
And the book starts out with an eight-year-old girl, Abioye. Her father dies and she must rule her tribe until a new king is chosen. And her title at this point is regent. But over the course of the story, the villagers decide they don't want a new king. They want Abioye to be their leader. And they actually change the law so she can rule. You know, I thought, Yawande, it was really interesting that you show the process of democracy, where people vote to install Abioye as a leader. Why did you choose to make a child the leader in this story?
Well, because I was writing this story for kids, I knew it would be more relatable. But even in real life, there is an 11-year-old king in Nigeria. So it is something that is really a possibility. But I wanted kids to relate to this child so that they could see in themselves that they could do whatever it was that they set their hearts on to do.
You also really give very simple examples of what it means to serve. And I, for one, as I was reading the book, thought, my goodness, anybody who wants to run for public office should read this book, because it really is about listening to the needs of the people and finding solutions. I wonder if you could just give us one example from your book of how that plays out.
So in this book, the villagers need a new well. And the chiefs refuse to pay for it, presumably because they think there's more important things to spend the money on. But Abioye watches someone carrying water up a steep hill, and she realizes that, no, this is a priority for the village. So to your point, I think it's important that politicians listen to people and be in touch with what their people really need.
You also address the traditional idea of a monarchy, and that's that the king's son will be the next ruler to inherit the power over the tribe. It's a subtle theme in your book, but you're bringing the idea to a very young audience of the difference between democracy and monarchy. Tell me more about this.
And this is a deliberate choice for me, Deepa. So within the Nigerian community, we do have democracy. We elect our leaders. But within villages, we still have the system of monarchy. And there's two things that I would challenge people within my culture to think about. And one is, why does it have to go from a father to a son? Women are equally capable of leading permanently, and perhaps it's time to change that culture. And the second thing is, let's give people agency. This doesn't have to be something that one line or one family inherits. This can be something that people within a village vote to have somebody lead them.
Have you received any feedback from people in your community around some of these big ideas that you're challenging?
Yeah, a lot of people who have read this have loved the idea. But I'm going to get the real test when this book gets published later this year in Nigeria.
Well, we look forward to hearing back from you after that happens. The book is called The Little Regent, and Yawande Daniel Ayoade is the author of the new children's book. Yawande, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Deepa.